So we discussed yesterday, we finished our discussion about a person who attaches a knife to the wall. Is that kosher for shechita? Not kosher for shechita. Is that attached? Is that not attached? We distinguished between areas of shechita and other areas of halacha, what's considered to be attached and what's not attached, and whether or not the shechita is kosher. But now the Gemara analyzes this statement, and as we'll see, there are interesting nafkaminas lamaisa. So Amar Mar, Na'at Sakin Bekoiso, B'shacha Ba Shechitasek Sheira. A person attaches a knife to the wall, and he shechs with it. So the shechita is kosher. That was what we said yesterday. Talosh was said chibar. It's considered to be talosh when it comes to shechita. It's considered to be vayikach chismachal slishes as benoy. It was once separate. It's not its natural attachment. And the chibar tivi. And now it's been reattached to the wall. The shechita is kosher. Amar Avan and Amar Shmuel. Loishanu elosha sakin lamala v'tzavar behema lamata. What does this mean? It means that the knife is attached to the wall and the neck of the animal is below it. Which, if you think just logistically in terms of shechita, that's not something that's so easy to arrange, right? So, elosh hasakin lamayla v'tzavar behema lamata. Aval hasakin lamata. If the knife is below the neck of the animal and you put it over, right, the blade is up and you're gonna like kind of put the head down on guillotine. The knife comes from right above. This is kind of like pushing the head down on top of the knife. We're afraid that it's going to push through the simanim and not cut it. So it'll be like kind of pushing through as opposed to cutting, which is a psule shechita, that's no good. And that we're afraid that that will be the case if the knife is below. Whether the knife is below and the neck of the animal is above. Or whether the knife is above and the neck of the animal is below. The shechita is kosher. Amar Rav Zvid. So we don't make a distinction. So what's going on over here? Now we're making distinctions that if the knife is attached to the wall, right, that's kosher. That's considered not to be mechubar. But that's only if the knife is above the neck, not if it's below the neck. So Amar Rav Zvid, let's start in Katani. No, what we meant to say is over here that this is not talking about the same case. They're talking about two separate cases within the same statement. So Amar Rav Zvid, let's start in Katani. Sakin lamata v'tzavar behema lamayla. The sakin is below and the animal's neck is above. Betalush. That's okay if the knife is detached from the wall. Forget it in front of me. Sakin lamayla v'tzavar behema lamata if the knife is above. And the neck is below, b'mechubar, that's talking about where it's attached. So when is it kosher? Again, when is it kosher if it's attached? That's only if the knife is above and the animal's neck is below. So that's what that part of the statement meant to say. If the knife is above and the animal's neck is below, you could even do it if it's attached. Right? Yeah. When can you do it? The knife is below and the animal's head is above. That's only if the knife is betolush. The knife is detached. If the knife is detached, then you can shecht from below the neck. Yeah, you hear, Chevra? Rav Papa Amar, no, they're both talking about the same case, but ufa de koil. We're talking about a bird. A bird is easy to maneuver, right? Let's say I have a knife stuck in the wall over here, so I can put I can move the head of the bird like this against the knife. So it doesn't matter if the knife is below, the knife is above, we're all going to be fine. It's not going to be doyreis, because I can hold the neck and the animal like this. I hate to be like graphic, right? And move it over the knife. So fine, no problem. The problem with the head of the animal is the head of an animal weighs about like 30 pounds. Wow. So if you're going to put the head on top, what's going to happen the minute you cut the head? It's going to now come down on the knife. Now you're going to have trouble getting through the knife. And if anything, you're just going to have to push it. You're not going to be able to cut smoothly. So therefore, the Gemara was afraid if the animal's head is above and not below, that it'll be dyreis, because the neck is going to slump, the head is going to slump on top of the knife, and then we'll have a problem. So what does it have to be if it's attached to the wall? You have to have the head below. Right? Am I reading the Gemara correctly? Is that what happened over here? Right? Let's just make sure we read the Gemara. It's going to make a big difference. Let's make sure we read the Gemara correctly. Is that true? When is it kosher to have the knife below the head? When does the knife have to be above the head? So the Gemara seemed to say, right? The Gemara seemed to say that if it's betalush, if the knife is detached, then you can have sakin lamata v'tzavar behema lamayla. You can have the head above and the neck and the knife below. When do you need the head to be below and the knife above is if it's b'mechubar. If it's b'mechubar. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Is that what comes out? Is that what emerges? L'maisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, not sakin b'kaiso. First of all, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, "Amar Shmuel Hashanah b'Shasak l'Magol Mashmud Afiu b'Kai Gavnu Lo Machshav b'Diyevet." Tosa says, "One minute, this sounds like it's only kosher b'Diyevet. What's only kosher b'Diyevet? What's only kosher b'Diyevet? If it's stuck in the wall, what did Shmuel say? Let's go back. Amar Mar Not Sakim Mekayz v'Shachar Bosh Kitosik Sheir. If I stick a knife in the wall and I shech, it's kosher. Amar Avana Amar Shmuel Hashanah b'Shasak l'Magol. The knife has to be above it to stuck in the wall. Tosa says that's only b'Diyevet." It doesn't say we're not going on that. It's going on if you are not sakin b'kaisa. Not sakin b'kaisa means it already happened. What if I have the tzavar right is above and the knife is below? That's no good even if it's b'diyevin. Okay, so what do we have over here? We have the following three cases, right? If I have the knife, if the knife is attached to the ground, you know, or it's a sharp cave wall, that's no good, that's mechubar. If it was toish and I stuck it into the wall, now what? So if the animal's head is above, pasul b'diyevet. If the animal's head is below, so then that sounds like that's kosher, but Tosfos says that's only kosher b'diyevet. What if, right, that's where I have the animal and I move it below the knife, you know, the blade is coming down and I move the animal below the knife. We're not afraid the head is going to slump down on top of the knife because the head is below. So gravity is going to pull it down, yeah? What if the knife is detached? So the Gemara said, well, then you could even shecht in the animal, you know, below the head. You could even shecht below the head. However, let's see in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Av Sif Dawit. It's really Simon Vav. Sorry, my fault. Typo. Not Sakim Mekaiso. You stick a knife into the wall. Oy bedavar toish, says the Rama. That's going to make the shach very busy. What is the Rama adding over here? Oy bedavar toish. Okay, but let's see. No, it's sakim b'kaisa. You stick a knife into the wall. The heavier tzaver archenishkot. I move the neck till it becomes shechted. Shkitasik sheir. The shkita is kasha. For who? That is provided, says the Shulchan Aruch. She had tzaver habehema lamata. The neck must be below. If the neck is above the knife, stuck in the wall, it's going to come down and slump all over the knife. You won't be able to get it through unless you push it. So it has to be that the neck is below. It's not going to go back and forth. It's just going to press through. Even if he says, I am certain that I held the head up and it didn't slump over the knife, it is still possible. The Evitaisis makes that point. But if it's a bird, but a bird, I could hold the neck, I could hold the animal, right, and move it over the knife, even if it's above or it's below, because birds are much lighter. However, what does the Rama mean to add over here? Not sakim b'kaiso, oy bedavar toish. 1 minute. Not sakim b'kaiso is kosher if the animal's neck is below. So certainly if it's a detached knife, what is the Rama adding over here? The Rama usually adds something, right? Otherwise, why would he comment? Important rule in life. Don't comment unless you add something. So the Rama here is adding something. That's back to our discussion from yesterday. So the Rama is adding something. What is the Rama adding? He's adding, well, even if the knife is attached and the neck is below, it's kosher. So what is he adding? Even if the knife is detached. So the Shach says, no, what he means to say is the following. If the knife is attached to the wall, so then, and the animal's neck is below, it's kosher. Certainly if it's detached. Well, kosher again, who is it? Harav. What is the Rama adding? He's talking about the second case. The neck is above the knife stuck in the wall. Even if you stick the knife into something which was detached, the shkita is pasul mishum darsa. Inami, maybe he's coming to add, maybe he's coming to head, even when the neck is below, maybe he means what to say is, if it will be talush, maybe it will even be kosher l'chadchila, because when is it possible, when is it only kosher b'dieved? If you have a knife stuck in the wall, and I'm in a shecht, even with the head below, Taisa said that's really not kosher l'chadchila, it's only kosher b'dieved, a knife stuck in the wall, right? If you would stuck a knife into the wall, if the head is on top, possible b'dieved, that's what we said. If the neck is below the knife, it's kosher b'dieved. So says the Shach, what the Rama is adding here, inami also laruyeh dafil kishetzaver behema lamata, even when the neck is below, sheshkitosik shere, dafka b'dieved bo l'chadchila. Afil natsu b'davar hatoosh. Even if I stick the knife into some board, let's say, meaning even if I stick the knife into a board, which is not mechubah lekarka, maybe this rule of it being pasul b'di'eved or being kosher b'di'eved, where the head is above the knife, it's pasul b'di'eved, the head is below the knife, it's kosher b'di'eved, maybe that's only if I stick it into the wall. What if I stick the knife into something that's not mechubah lekarka, but I stick it into like a, you know, a building? So even though it's a building and it's not a cave of, you know, a wall of a cave, and the building itself was tolush u'besof chibur, so that's tolush. So even though I stuck the knife into a wall, and I'll say, well, the knife itself, you know, the wall itself is tolush, still doesn't matter. You stuck the knife into something, I'm not able to move the knife. So if you're not able to move the knife, you're stuck. That's what the Rambam means to add. The Rambam means to add, if you're not moving the knife, you're moving the animal, even if the knife is stuck into something which has the status as tolush, not mechubar, it's either pasul b'di'eved if the head is below, or only kosher b'di'eved if the head is, it's pasul b'di'eved if the head is above, and kosher b'di'eved, only kosher b'di'eved if the head is below. Fine. You'll say, when does this ever come up at the end of Shachet? Muchach b'shasu poiskim. This is, I'd say, the biggest issue in Shkita, one of the biggest issues in Shkita today. Muchach b'shasu poiskim. The besakin tolusha. You have a sakin which is detached. Shulo natso b'shum davar. It's not attached to nothing. Not attached to the ground. Not attached to a building. Afilu tzaver behema lamayla. If the head of the animal is above, mutter b'di'eved. The shechita is kosher b'di'eved. The kosher toifes hasaka b'yodo mistama ino doris. As long as you're moving the knife, you're not going to push it through. Umashu reshastu l'chachila mi'a osir. You shouldn't check with the head of the animal above. Even when you're holding onto the knife. So what does this mean? What does this mean? This means even if you're holding up the shach, the Gemara was discussing, I stick a knife into the wall which is attached to the ground. We discussed the head above is possible the other, the head below is kosher b'di'eved. The Shirama Ed says the shach, even if you stick the knife into a wall, which is not karka, it's tolo shulu b'sof chibro, that's still no good. You have to be moving the knife. Adds the shach, even if you're moving the knife, the head has to be below, not the head above. Now you'll think, well, what's so hard, right? Put the animal down on the ground in the supine position, right? That means you're like you're lying on your back. So put the animal down. That's how they used to shecht. They used to shecht that way. The problem with that is, when you shecht more than one animal, there's a lot of blood. So you're going to shecht an animal, blood all over the floor. Next! Put the animal down. Now it's sitting in the blood of the other animal. That's not great. Not very hygienic. So already in the 1800s, the authorities will realize that this is not a safe thing. And, of course, motivated by anti-Semitism, it started in Europe, but they were making laws against shechting in this fashion. It's messy. Jews also are sensitive to this kind of germs and contamination. We don't want this either. So, fine. So, shech the animal when it's right side up, standing up. That's a little harder. Well, now, all of a sudden, I start shechting, the animal's head is going to drop down. We're going to have a problem. So before they even got to that, what they started with was called shackle and hoist, which was they would put, I wanted to show you a video of it so you could see it, but they would put chains around the leg of the animal and flip it over, but suspend it in midair. So the neck would hang down. The animal screaming, you know, like crazy at this point. So what they would do in European countries is shock the animal, not with electric shock, they would smash its head with a mallet so that, you know, stop it from crying. They weren't humane either in those days. So so now we have a problem because the animal is dead. It's a treifa. It's no good. And if it's not a treifa, certainly close to being a treifa. So Judaism is never going to condone that, shocking the animal. We were always opposed to that. Nowadays, then they call stunning the animal. Stunning the animal is a nice way of saying it. So they do electric shock or they do something else which causes blood flow to be restricted. It's not great for halacha either, so Jewish slaughterhouses don't do it. But they did shackle and hoist. So they lifted up the animal off the ground, but then the neck was below. So you were shechting with the neck below. The problem with shackle and hoist is if you're not stunning the animal is screaming and this and that. It's moving all over the place, and it was there were gzeiros against that also. So the 1950s in the United States, this was a big deal. attached, and they were doing other things. They were, you know, cutting off the feet of the animal while it was still alive, and skinning. We're not us, the Jews, and skinning the animal while it was still alive. So it was a whole issue about animal rights then. So they made a commission about how they should go about doing shechita. So they brought Rav Salvechikin, actually testified before Congress in the late 1950s about this issue, about shackle and hoist and all these different things. It was deemed to be inhumane unless you're going to stun the animal first. So there was a Jewish guy, actually, who came out with some pen that the animal was in that rotated the animal. Instead of shackle and hoist, it wouldn't, like, lift it up by its legs like this. It rotated the animal inside of, like a pen that would hold the animal, in which case the animal was upside down, but it really didn't, like, all of a sudden get, like, hoisted up by its feet, you know, by chains. It was in, like, this whole pen which turned around, like an anti-gravity type NASA thing you look at, and from the 1920s, but that was I forgot his name, but anyway, he created this invertible pen which was meant to solve this problem, and that way the neck would be below. But because of all the complications involved, what they started doing in the United States was shechting with the animal upright. The problem is, if the animal is upright, the head is going to slump down over the knife. So what they do is they have a harness that holds the head in place. And then, this was a shaila. Is this permitted or not? Look, the shach said, right, you're not supposed to do that. Muchach b'shasu poiskim. Even though it's not attached to anything else, it's only mutter b'di'evid. It's not mutter l'chatchila. So could this have been, was this allowed? Was it not allowed? So if Salvechik permitted it, that's what I gave you the tshuva from to the OU. If Salvechik permitted it, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says over here, Perek Dad, v'chashkita l'chazayin, keitza shoychtin, moitechas hatzavar, umoylech hasakin, umeviya ad sheshoychit. You bring the knife back and forth until you cut through the siman. And bein shehaisa behema ravutza, whether it's lying on the ground, bein shehaisa oimenes, or it's standing upright. Va'achaz arpo, you grab its neck, va'sakim biyoda, momata, v'shachat ha'rezuk sheres, you see, you can shech, momata. It is kosher. And it makes no mention that this is only b'di'evit. And anyway, where did the shach get this from? The prichadash jumps all over the shach, the primigodim. What do you mean, muchach b'shas u'poiskim? What shach? What poiskim? We don't have any indication anywhere that this is only kosher b'di'evit, not kosher l'chadchil. Our whole sugya is only talking about if the knife is attached to the wall or attached to a building. Whoever spoke about a knife that you're moving freely, that you can't shech from below the neck of the animal? Whoever said that we'd have no indication at all that that's only kosher b'di'evin. Taitzvah said, if the neck of the animal is above the knife, still that's only kosher b'di'evin, not sakim b'kaisel. So if you did it, it's kosher b'di'evin, but you shouldn't do it chatchilah. But never, no one ever spoke about it if the knife is below the neck. So everyone jumps all over this shach. So in Rabbi Belsky's tshuva to the OU about this issue, he says that's not what the shach means. He gets so upset. He said there are people coming up with chumras. That's not what the shach. It seems what the shach, it's what the shach means. I mean, it's hard to say it's not. But he says, no, that's not what the shach means. You can disagree with the shach, it's fine. But he says it's not what the shach means. It's not a deal. That's what he says. He says what it's talking about is similar to a guy who sticks a knife into the wall. What I mean by that is the knife is stationary and the animal is what's moving. So he says, even if I'm holding the knife in my hand, then all I'm doing is moving the animal, not the knife. That's only kosher b'di'evid. But certainly, if I'm moving the knife, not that the knife is stationary, not in the wall, but in my hand, that might only be kosher b'di'evid. But if I'm moving the knife, that's kosher even l'chatchila. Meaning, that's why it comes up in the shach. Otherwise, why else is the shach discussing all of a sudden knives below animals? We're discussing stationary knives. So what the shach means is, if the knife is stationary, just and instead of being stuck in a wall or stuck in a cave. Right, we talked about stuck in a cave. The shach is, even if it's stuck and does something, you know, which is a wall, which was later added to the ground, even if it's stuck in my hand, says the shach, it's only kosher b'di'evid. But certainly, if I'm moving the knife itself, it's kosher even l'chatchila. That's how Rabbi Belsky reads the shach. Wow. The chol dvar of kai rak amisha toifisakim b'yod ve'enu mazizim imkaimo poil hashkita imashem mazis habehema. All I'm doing is moving the head of the animal over the knife in my hand. But if you're moving the knife, certainly it's kosher l'chatchila. So that was Rabbi Belsky. And then he even gets upset. What are you bothering me with these chumras for? You're confusing people. This is absolutely gibberish. However, if you read Rabbi Sternbaum's Chuvis and the Chuvis von Huggis and many, many others, they called this Minig America, that they were Mako with the Shechita, with the Shechting from below. And all the other in Eretz Yisrael, they don't Shecht this way. They still, you know, they would still hoist the animal and then Shecht from on top. You know, the animal's upside down and Shecht from on top. And Sternbach is quite upset about the minig in America. He's having choshesh b'diyevet, it's no good because the animal's head slumps down over the knife. But he says in a later tshuva, he says in the end of the day, if that's the minig, we could be meiko. And even, he says, even the Satmar Rebbe, when he saw this, that there was no other choice in America because of the laws against shackle and hoist, so he permitted them to shecht from below. But he says, if you come from a community which doesn't permit this, you shouldn't be meiko with this kind of a shechita. Okay, so you see, it's not all politics, hilcha shechita. It's an issue. Now, the shach, of course, could be read like a rebelski. Maybe that's not what he means. And we don't have any place in Shas and Poiskim that implies like this, at least that the achronim could find. But that was what they argued. However, Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi adds a fantastic over here diuk in Rashi, quotes from the earlier Achreinim, that you have to, if you're going to shech from below, you have to suspend the head in midair. Because look at Rashi. Rashi says, where is the Rashi? Yeah, asak in lamata v'tzaver behem lamata. Let's say if the knife below stuck in the wall and the animal's head is above. So that's atolosh. When the knife was detached and then later attached to the wall, you're holding the knife in your hand. The adam urkes besakin lamata, you're holding the knife, right? Then the head, the animal's head could be above. That was why everyone asked in the shach, who said this is only kosher b'dieved? This kosher b'chachil. If I'm holding the knife, I can shech from below. The adam urkes besakin lamata v'shechet ha-behema tluya ba'avir. The animal has to be suspended in midair. Why does it have to, an animal have to be suspended in midair? Why is Rashi adding that? Va'behema tluya ba'avir. Why is the animal flying in midair? Why is the animal Superman over here? That's what Rashi says. So look at the Har Tzvi. He says, "Divrei Rashi Chulin Shehevi Kvod Teroso is Kir Matu Ashar." He quotes from the early Achrayim. We die from this Rashi. Vidiak Miloshim Rashi because of Tluya Ba'avir Hanu Shetehek Shura Beroishar Lamala. Its head has to be Tali Ba'avir. But even Shiyev Shalachbit, so it won't fall down on top of the knife. Avom Ein Haroish Koshel Lamayla, if the head is not suspended above, it will come down and fall on top of the knife. And that's what they do today. They have something which suspends the, braces the head in midair, in which case it won't fall down on top of the knife after it's shechted. Rabbi Sternbach says, okay, but look at Chiyuah, he says the Shach said not to do it. So yeah, you might have suspended in midair and solved the problem, but there were still Chayshish, there were some who were still Chayshish for this, so in certain communities outside of the United States, they are machmir on this, and I think in the United States, pretty much they make on this to do shechita from below. But you should know it's a big issue. Let's read on to the Gemara. Let's just get to the two dots, and then we'll pause for today. So Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, interesting discussion. There were five things that were said about weeds. Number one, ein shechtim ba, you shouldn't use it for shechita. Ein malim ba, not for milo. Ve'ein mechat kam ba ba, so you shouldn't use it to kamit. Ve'ein mechat tzitzam ba shinayim, you shouldn't use it as a toothpick. Ve'ein mekan chin ba, and you shouldn't clean yourself with it after the restroom. Ein shoyachin ba, what do you mean you can't use it for shkita? But we have a bray satani, b'chol shoyachin, b'ein mitzur, b'ein mitzchukas, b'ein mekrem mishalkana. You could even use a reed for shkita. Amar papa b'simuna da agma. That was a reed that grew in a certain marsh that was much sharper. Ve'ein mechatkim ba'baser, why can't you cut meat with a reed? Or papa amar mechatkim ba'karne dagim. You can cut fish which is translucent, and I can see it, because sometimes the meat will have a splinter, and you'll end up eating a splinter. So if the fish is translucent, I can see it, then you can cut it. The zigi, that means it's translucent. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna mechatkim ba'oifah, he would even cut poultry, derachich, because it's soft and it won't splinter off from the reed, but if you're cutting red meat, which is harder, you might get a splinter. You can't use it to clean yourself after the restroom. What do you mean? What do you need this for? Because of splinters. Interesting klal. I don't know where this came from. But if you clean yourself with anything that is combustible, your teeth will fall out. Okay. I don't know where that came from. Some medicinal advice. Amar Papa Kinuach Pimaka Kamina. What we're not talking about, no one's talking about wiping after the restroom, we're talking about wiping your mouth. That rule about using combustible items is only in the restroom. This is talking about using it as a napkin. Not a good idea because of the splinters you could get cut with it. All right. But we'll have to continue on next time.